The hour-long call-in program from the WILL studios was meant to spur discussion in the Decatur area, and as participants got up from their seats at the end, it did just that.
It took all of them. And there's not one reason the kids do drop out. There's several for several of them.
The television program gave Rose Davis a chance to directly ask Decatur Public School Superintendent Mac McPherson how to get parents more involved in their kids' educational success. Davis has the background. Not only has she shepherded children and grandchildren through school, but she dropped out herself and later earned an equivalency degree. She sees a snowball effect that leads to dropping out, and it often starts with a child's classmates.
It's a lot of peer pressure, and like this young lady was saying up here, the student pick on the kids, and they eventually get tired of it, and then, like I said, they let them drop out at 16 years old, and then the teacher will tell them, well, you're not learning anything anyway. You disrupted in the class. Why don't you just go ahead and quit? And I don't think that's the right attitude for a teacher to have. You know, no matter what this child is doing, it needs to be stressed. You need your education. You need to stay in school.
McPherson may head the district with one of the highest dropout rates in the state, but he and the other participants agree that it's neither completely his fault nor just his burden to correct it.
Our school system and the programs that we have in place will not be what will save our district and keep our kids in school. There are other causal factors that we have addressed as a dropout task force and brought to the forefront that we believe has an impact on kids dropping out of school, and we're also looking at ways to engage the entire Decatur community to become a part of this process to help keep kids in school.
Callers to the program offered some of their ideas, that parent involvement should be investigated further, that a lack of class discipline is keeping some kids from getting the most out of school, that teachers sometimes give up on students, that plant closings like Firestone and parents holding down multiple jobs make it disheartening for all involved. University of Illinois education professor William Trent says even with outside factors like pregnancy or the need to earn money, many dropout situations have academic roots.
Students do get disappointed with their inability to perform. The challenges of poverty, both within the family as well as a school that has high concentrations of poverty, compounds the issue of the ability of parents to work with their young people to assist them in ways or to provide the kind of educationally reinforcing environment that enables students to enter school with the readiness.
Answers are what people in Decatur are looking for. And unfortunately, Superintendent McPherson says it may take a long time before any results appear from the anti-dropout efforts that come from this process. Kent Phillips heads the Decatur Youth Agency, and he says his agency's method of direct contact with parents is an example of something that works.
We appealed to the parents concerned for their own children. We went to their houses, talked to them, asked them about their children. What do you think should be done? They, in turn, turned around and said, this is what I think needs to be done. I'll have my child in your program, and we'll do what we need to do. And that's what's been happening. This is what has to happen with this.
With all the recent attention paid to the dropout rate indicator, ideas like Phillips are getting more exposure. So is Decatur's shrinking education budget. Teachers have been laid off, staff positions and special programs addressing dropouts have been cut, and classes are overcrowded. But McPherson says despite budget worries and the complexity of the dropout phenomenon, small subcommittees from education, social services, business, labor, and other community sectors are working on fresh ideas, and they'll eventually report back to a citywide task force.
We feel real good about it. Yes, it's a slow process, but we didn't get here overnight either.
I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.